I'm Paul Wiegraff, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. Joining me in the studio today is the executive producer and assistant scriptwriter of a new award-winning film, Delaware Shore, Michelangelo Rodriguez, and the lead actor in the film, Gail Wagner. Welcome.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here.
Thank you.
It's great to have both of you here on a really exciting project, Delaware Shore, the film based on a novel that you wrote, Michelangelo, correct?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about the book, sort of the, you know, what inspired the book, what's the general storyline without giving away any secrets that you don't want to give away?
The story is about a Holocaust survivor living on one of Delaware's beaches. And she has escaped Nazi Germany, and she came over to Wilmington and down to the beaches. And I was inspired by the story by one of my neighbors when I was growing up in the Bronx. She had come over from Germany.
So it's a fictional novel, but it's inspired by a real-life story.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Well, partially.
Partially.
Yeah,
partially.
Inspired.
Now, who are some of the principal characters in your story?
Well, we have Agnes Lippenstein, played by Gail Wagner. And then we have Gallagher. And then we also have Tasha. Those are her grandchildren, which she doesn't want in the house because they're modern kids.
Okay. Is there any kind of secrecy in her living in Delaware, or she just is there a reason why she left Germany? Or is that giving away something you don't want to give away?
Probably giving away too much. But
okay.
There is secrecy.
Okay.
And she came to Delaware because it's a bucolic state, and you know she wanted to just get away.
Okay. So it's a suspense novel.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say it's
suspense and intrigue.
Suspense and intrigue and family drama and all that sort of stuff.
Now, when did you write the book?
Well, the book was actually written prior to writing the book. I was working for National Geographic for 17 years. So I retired from them, and then I was just I've always been a writer. I have a bachelor's degree from Ohio State University,
mm-hmm.
and a master's degree from the University of Windsor, where I studied with Joyce Carol Oates, an author.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been writing stuff. So one day I was down on the shore, southern Delaware, and I happened to get over to one of the beaches, which where we did a lot of filming in 2016, and I said, wow, this is really a great place. I'm inspired to write a book about this area. And it just came to me. And so I put the loneliness and seclusion and like the hideaway feeling of a beach with this character, her grandkids, and should I mention the ghost girl?
So you wrote the novel fairly recently then.
Yeah.
And then that inspired the film.
Right.
Now let's move to the film. Gail, your role in the film?
I played one of the leads, Agnes, who was an incredibly complex character and a little challenging to play because of her range of emotions. And she is haunted by not only the historical past, but also things in her past mm-hmm. itself. And she is she feels she is stuck raising two grandchildren that she really didn't want to raise.
Mm-hmm.
She went to this Delaware beach. And if you've ever been to like those parts with Broadkill and Slaughter, they're very isolated in that they're not, they're tourist spots, but they're not like where people go for the day. So it's very nice and secluded there. There's only a few people on the beach. And she went there to be alone.
Mm-hmm. It's not like your Rehoboth Beach.
Exactly. It's not like Rehoboth or Dewey. or Indian River or those. It's very secluded. And you saw, we showed you a trailer,
mm-hmm.
how it was to walk up that beach. And that wasn't blocking anything off. There just wasn't anybody
That's just
there.
How it was. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you're a local actor.
I am.
Tell us a little bit about that, your work here in Delaware.
I do things with a couple theaters here. I direct and I act. Primarily, I do things with Reedy Point Players in Delaware City,
mm-hmm.
which is a small theater group that performs out of the old Delaware City High School, which is now the Delaware City Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm directing a play at the historic Everett Theater in Middletown, but I've done some things at some other theaters around. I also act in film, and I just also finished my own directing and producing of a film, which we can talk about later.
Okay. Now, Michelangelo, converting the book to a film, what kind of, and I understand you were worked on the script for the film as well. What were some of the challenges you found in taking what you had on paper and putting it onto film, and who helped you do that?
Well, I worked with Raghav Perry. He's a director and a writer, and he produced a film called Bar Study. And I met Mr. Perry at down on the riverfront at the theater there, and we became instant friends, and I said, I told him I've been writing this book. He came over, and we looked at it, and we said, well, let's make a film out of it. So we did the long and arduous process of taking the book and turning it into a script. So we had to do point by point by point, character by character, a very, very long time. I'd never written a script with such precision needed. We need to get everything down right, because we won't have time once we bring the crew out on the beach and rent the house. We don't have time to mess with the script. The script has to be done. And we rehearsed it and went over and over the script many, many times. It took almost, we started writing the script in early 2016. It took like a year.
Mm-hmm.
Working every weekend, 8 hours on Saturday and 6 hours, 7 hours on Sundays. Very painstaking process. Amazing. Mr. Perry, he memorized the whole script, and he did the whole movie without even looking at the script. I said, wow. I said, at my age, at 70, I wish I could do that.
Now, how long of a time frame was there for the filming from the first shoot to the last?
As we started in fall.
2016.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there were scenes that were filmed then, and then there were other scenes that were filmed the next year. You know, a lot of times that depends on when you can get a location. So there, and then there were smaller pickup shots, what they call pickup shots, where you go back and you might need to film something that's incidental, or even something that's just a little bit of icing that you might be able to work in later.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the editing process, who was involved in that?
We have a professional editor.
Mm-hmm.
What's it, David Titus?
I think that's his name.
Yeah, David Titus.
Okay.
Yeah, he's from Philadelphia.
And then they have a composer, too, that scored it as he watched the movie, which is pretty impressive.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
David Hewlett is his name.
So it has original scoring to it as well.
Original scoring.
Now, how many actors are there in the film?
I don't know the total, because there were extras.
Right.
There were extras at certain scenes.
Right.
This will be the first film that I've actually been involved in where both of my sons are actually on camera as well.
Uh-huh.
So that was kind of interesting, because my one son played a doctor in one of the scenes, and my other son played a boyfriend to the best friend of Tasha. So that was kind of interesting,
too. It's like 15 plus actors.
Yeah, I would say if not more than, you're talking about 15 that might have been scripted, and then there were extras. Because there were some scenes filmed, like crowd scenes.
Right.
And the exciting thing is that most of them are from Delaware.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
That is great.
Yes.
Delaware and Pennsylvania.
Now, there was a lot of, just in the trailer I watched, there were a lot of outdoor scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the challenges, because I've done films where, you know, the plane's flying overhead and you got to wait for it to, you know, be done. Talk about some of the challenges of outdoor shoots.
One of the challenges... that they had, one of the night scenes that you saw, there was a supermoon.
Mm-hmm.
And this moon came up, and it was beautiful. And they had to track it. They tracked it with an app on where it would be at a certain time. But because it moved so quickly, we had to wait until it got higher in the sky. So you're standing there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite chilly. But we had some fantastic production assistants that as soon as they said cut, they ran up with blankets and put them around you, and then when you're getting ready to shoot, then they take them all off. And and it was the other actor, Ed Aristone, is that how you say his name? Fantastic actor that I was able to share that scene with, and he just brought a whole new level and made me go up with that because he was just so good.
And needless to say, you didn't have opportunity for too many retakes of that particular scene.
We did not. We did not. There were things that had to be done, you know, they had to be done correct the first couple times.
Right.
And then there was a time when it was November, and I just have to say shout out to anyone who does the plunge. Because they wanted me walking towards the water, and I would walk until I heard cut. Well, I think one time they were talking, and I ended up in the water, and it was cold. It was. I can't imagine taking the plunge or being on the Titanic, and that was only November, and that was bay water, so it's not nearly as cold as the ocean.
Wow.
So.
We had a very formidable crew.
Yeah, right.
Some of the actors had to go into the water.
Gallagher. Gallagher had to go in. At least I was happy his day was a little warmer, and they waited until the end for him to go all the way in so he could get out and get warm right away. But that was November. That was November filming at the beach, yeah.
Well, there's more to pursue here, but let me first remind our listeners that you're tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio, 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guests in the studio today are Michelangelo Rodriguez, novelist and executive producer and assistant scriptwriter of the film Delaware Shore, and Gail Wagner, the lead actor in the film, Delaware Shore. You were filming in November. When did the final shoots take place so that you can move on to the editing process?
Late spring
of 2017.
Yeah, I think that was it. Late spring of 2017.
Okay.
Then we had to do some pickup shots after that.
Right, you guys. They did some pickup shots that I wasn't part of. Okay. They filmed it. It's a local coffee shop and some other scenes.
So is everything filmed in Delaware?
Mostly, I'd say 90%.
I would say 90% of it was. Uh-huh. There was one location that was not in Delaware, but that was because of availability.
Right, right. Yeah. Now, were there actors in the film that you had worked with before, or were they all new?
The two actors playing my grandchildren I had not met before. And having to be so mean, because I was not always nice, the character, that was a little bit of a challenge when you're just meeting someone, because that's a little different than, say, a play where you build this, you know, you've gone weeks and weeks
and weeks. You've built that rapport through the rehearsal process.
But when you're showing up and, you know, this is the scene you're going to shoot today where you're very mean to someone. And so that was a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
There were a few other actors in there that I had worked with maybe on stage or directed before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I didn't necessarily share scenes with them.
So the actors came from different locations. Michelangelo, how did you locate, identify, recruit?
It was mostly Raghav Perry's job, but I think he used Facebook.
He used, I think, film.org, which is a Pennsylvania group.
Right.
He also, there is a local group called the Wilmington Film Mob, and that's actually where I met. I met Raghav in person there. I'd actually spoken to Raghav the year before that. He was looking for people for the bar study, and he was asking for some suggestions. So did I know some male actors that might be able to do it? So he and I had talked a lot on the phone, but not met in person. So that was the first time I spoke to him, was at this one meeting that I went to. And then he told me about this film, and he said there was, you know, anytime you're an actor and someone says, I have this film, and you're like, well, maybe there's a part in that for me. So when he told me about this part, and it sounded like a challenge, and I said, well, I'd be interested in that, because anything that can kind of stretch than what you're used to doing, that's always a gift.
Mm-hmm. Now, Michelangelo, as both the novelist and assistant scriptwriter, how true to the novel is the film?
The film is a springboard from the novel. I'd say it's about 80% true to the novel. But we had to eliminate some scenes, which will be used in another book.
Right, right, okay.
Return to Delaware Shore.
So. Well, I introduced the whole topic today by saying it was an award-winning film. Tell us about the film's done, it's edited, it's ready for viewing. Tell us about some of the festivals it's gone to, some of the recognition it's received.
This has been a learning experience for me. I went to Cannes Film Festival last year and carried pictures of the film and talked to people about the film and showed them the trailer. which was great, and I learned about the film business. And then the other festival we went to was the American Film Market in Santa Monica, California, and we made some good contacts there. As you know, when you create a film, you have to get an agent to send it out to various areas. So we're very lucky to find a very, I can't announce it yet, but we'll be working with a very well-known agency, sales agent,
for
representative.
Distribution. Huh? For distribution.
For distribution. Okay, okay.
And right now the film is doing the circuit, the film circuit, and that it's in Berlin Film Festival, and then headed to Cannes again.
Okay.
This year, which is in May.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this plays on my experience with National Geographic, where I used to do educational sales, so I was familiar with the whole process of bringing a product and showing the product. Okay. Sometimes you have a product and you want someone to take it out there and put it in the theater. It was exciting. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we have a list of all our characters on IMDb. You can see there, imdb.com.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm actually looking at a printout from imdb.com.
Yep.
And I'm seeing the Calcutta International Cult Film Festival. It won the award, I believe, for Best Film on Women.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
It was nominated for Debut Filmmaker. And then with the Hollywood International Moving Pictures Film Festival, it won for Best First-Time Filmmaker. Again, Raghav Perry, who you've mentioned, was the director. A nomination for Best Actress, nomination for Best Musical Score. Gail, you had mentioned David Hewitt earlier, I believe. And then the Los Angeles Film Awards won again for the Best Indie Filmmaker and Best Score. So
it's pretty impressive,
Pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive. Very excited.
Now, this is not your first Delaware film project.
Oh, I have The Wilmingtonians, a comedy I did.
Uh-huh.
It's available for free on YouTube as a gift to all your listeners.
Okay.
And then I did something else with the videographer. What's his name? His name skips right now, but you can see The Wilmingtonians on YouTube.
Okay. Now, Gail, not your first film. You do both theater and film.
I do.
Talk to me a little bit about, as an actor, the difference between the two.
Well, the difference between the two is, as we mentioned, when we do a play, we do a lot of rehearsals. You know, when you look at the apex of rehearsal to performance, really a play is at the bottom. There is two or three rehearsals a week. You build these characters. And when you perform it chronologically.
Sequentially.
Yes. You do from the beginning to the end.
Right.
And so you take that ride along with your audience, and you get feedback from your audience when you're doing this performance. But when you're doing a film, when you step up and on that camera, you have to be pretty secure in not only who your character is, but where they are in the progression of the storyline when they say action.
Mm-hmm.
Because where with the play, we take it and we take it along the ride. Where with the film, it's not filmed in sequence.
You could be filming the final scene first.
Exactly. Yeah. So you have to be secure in where am I in this part of the production? Where is my character in their growth in this part of this show? So that helps your consistency in your acting, too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also not looking at the camera. You know, the camera doesn't exist.
Right.
But in the same sense, it does exist, but like your audience exists, where we want to make sure that we show a good side and you're turning.
Right.
You can't mess up so much on stage. If you do, you just improvise and you keep going. Where in this, we can, if you do mess up bad, or if there is a plane that flies over, you could say cut, and you do it again to the best of your ability.
Right.
And then when the person goes through and they edit, there are things that I know from editing a film that you look at it, and the one that you wanted that was the best may not be the one that you could use because maybe a pencil was held differently.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something was different in the background, or there was a sound that came through that you cannot get rid of.
Right.
So there's all those little intricacies that go with doing a film versus doing a play.
That's right. You have to have it. It's very sequential. You have to have a good mathematical mind to, you know, do scene one, then scene five, then back to scene one.
Right.
Yeah.
because they might get, like, we had a scene that was supposed to take place, and then we had almost like a nor'easter come up. And so the place where we were going to film it was like one side of the house, and then we had to move it to another side of the house, and there was still all this wind, and luckily they had nice sound guys that had good equipment. But to change that and think about where we were going to do it here, and maybe we'll wait for the wind to die down. So there's a lot that goes into that.
It was a great experience.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. We were on the beach. We were housed in on the beach for 10 days as a group. So being that I was in the military and had to cook for myself when I was off base, I was cooking meals.
Yes.
Wow. Pierogies and heroes and pizza. We had a crew out there, about 15 people.
And that's a lot of your cost of a film is just feeding the crew. I actually drove home every day because my character was so intense. I needed that downtime.
Just to decompress in the car.
Yes.
Sure. Well, we've only got about a minute left, so why don't we do this? Michelangelo, you mentioned IMDb, which is where people can find out about the film, the characters. And again, the film is called Delaware Shore. Gail, you had alluded earlier on about some other things you're working on. You've got about 45 seconds to talk about what you're working
on. Well, I also have another film in the works, in which I'm the producer and the director of, and it's called The Reprogramming of Jeremy. And it also was shot about 98% here in Delaware with local Delaware actors. So we can talk about that another time.
Okay, that sounds great. You know, I really have appreciated having you both come in to hear about some of the great work going on in Delaware. Michelangelo, I know you've been you've contacted our office a number of times and kept us up to date on the film and the successes you've had with it so far. And really appreciate both of you coming in, Michelangelo Rodriguez and
Gail
Wagner.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.